Morning. I was thinking we should start with Tei Talmud Matar, putting a little more focus on our davening, being focused on talking about our needs, our financial needs, our needs to have income and support. And also this week's parsha talks about Yosef who Amashbir, he was the one who supported the entire world basically with his insight in how to handle the finances and the resources of the world. So with those two things in mind, I was thinking about a friend of mine. Actually, I have two people. A friend of mine who is close with a head of a foundation. There's a family, and this is very typical. It's a family that he has a lot of wealth. And they realize that they have more than they're going to need for their own lives and their children's lives. So they set up a vehicle in order to give charities. And they had so much money that they actually hired someone to be the head of this. They called it a foundation. And this person takes the applications, and anybody who wants money could submit an application, and they could be dispersed a certain amount of funds. Some corporations have foundations where they support all things from, you know, animal rights and the environment, all types of things people have in mind. And obviously Torah gives us certain priorities, understand how to also to distribute funds and tzedakos. So I have a friend who talking, he has a foundation, his family has a foundation, and they distribute thousands and thousands of dollars. I actually have a cousin whose brother-in-law also is out of a foundation, and they also distribute thousands of dollars, but that's more for publishing and for research and for Jewish history. It's interesting, if you know about these things, you could just find out, and you could actually apply, not about you, but they're out there, and a lot of institutions, even the yeshiva, applies to many of these foundations, and sometimes it works. Sometimes you can get some funding for certain things. Anyway, my friend told me he could arrange a meeting for me to meet with the head of the foundation. Now, let me tell you about this meeting. First of all, he told me it's very well funded and they want to give money. I mean, that's the whole purpose of it, is to be able to give money. The guy has to give the money, but he wants to find the right people to give it to. So he is the one who's capable. He's also a decision maker. When he makes a decision, he's not going to give it to some committee and just shove it down the table and down the line. He's actually a decision maker. That was getting exciting already. He's capable and he also wants to give. Then I found out that the fellow, who's this person I could meet with, knows my family. And he likes me, even before he met me. He actually knows my family. He knows good things about my family, that he likes us and he's looking forward to meeting me. He actually cares and he wants to listen. But the thing is, I'll only have 6 minutes with him. But, you know, this guy makes decisions. He knows how to check things out. So he wants me to fill out an application. And it has to, basically, I mean, the foundation has to, you have certain guidelines. They want to know, are you going to do something with the money that'll fit in with their philosophy, what they want to do? So there's, you know, certain things you write down over there. And he sees, okay, this person's basically going to use the money along the lines how we see the world needs things. That was getting even more exciting. So the application wasn't so bad. It fit into, I could basically confirm what he wants to happen with the money. I mean, chas v'shalom, but I'm not asking for myself. I'm not a poor person to want to be dependent. But I have access to situations which do need money, and I can generate money. I've done that. So in order to prepare for this meeting, believe me, I asked many people what to do, how to present myself, what to say. They say, you know what, say some nice things first. Say, good morning, I've heard nice things about you. Make him feel good. That's a good minute and a half to do at the beginning. You know, I got a couple minutes. Spend a few minutes saying nice things to him. And make sure that you make your requests. Make it clear and direct. Itemize what you want. Be clear. Don't be just, you know, too hazy. And also, before you finish the meeting, say thank you very nicely. Make sure you appreciate. Now, it's a great strategy. That was a consultant. I didn't pay for that consultant. But someone told me, right, I had a guideline exactly how to conduct a meeting. Rabbi, we all have this resource, and it's happening to us daily. Baruch Hashem, we have an application process. It's called getting up in the morning as a Ben Torah. We're given a sitter. Kadosh Baruch Hu is capable, and he wants to give us everything that we want. He is a source of all blessings. He wants to give us and shower us with every resource, not only financial, but he wants to give us our health. He wants to give us our personality. He wants to give us intelligence. He's begging to meet with us. He knows our family. He knows the Avos. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. He loves us. And he's given us a mitzvah. I want you to meet with me. We're not trying to beg him for the meeting. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to get there and be ready for that meeting. And we have a structure. It's called a sitter. Chazal have given us the consultation, the best advice. Shemona Esrei, we lead up to it. We get ready. And when we have Shemona Esrei, you know the first three brachos? We say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we realize that you're the source. We say, how wonderful we are. We heard about you, so to say. And then we spend time in the middle of the Shemona Esrei asking for specific requests. And at the end, we say thank you. We should realize this is such a gold mine. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting to give it to us. Chas v'shalom, during that meeting, we shouldn't be distracted. We shouldn't be thinking about all of the other things and get fumbled up. And we shouldn't start having our phones can you imagine doing that 6 minutes, you're focused, and the person wants to talk to you, and the person's thinking about everything in the world, and he's not even talking properly. And the person says, you know, I'm going to review everything you said during the last 6 minutes, and I'm going to make my decision. And then he goes over the transcript, and blah, 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 blah. What did you say already? Let us focus and realize what kind of treasure we have. Let's focus on the value of davening. By the way, I wasn't just giving a mashal. I did have opportunities like that to meet with great people. But the mashal should mean something to every one of us. Let's focus on the power of tefillah and utilize it to the best of advantage. Good morning.